Our lesson is out of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 1 through 14, Catholicism's earthly ritualism versus Christ's heavenly ministry. A number of the members of our church have come from Roman Catholic backgrounds, and they often seek to support the support of the church and biblical truth to counter the strong and the errant indoctrination they experienced in their past. The Epistle to the Hebrews was written to counter the errant traditionalism of first century Judaism that was similar in thrust to much of Catholicism. So we study Hebrews for edification in this matter. The author of Hebrews in Hebrews chapter 9 verses 1 through 14 contrasted Judaism's inferior earthly priestly rituals with Christ's heavenly priestly ministry. And it applies to the contrast of Catholicism's earthly rituals versus Christ's heavenly high priestly ministry as well. So we study the passage for our insight or application and edification. I want to read the passage first, and then we'll look at it. Hebrews chapter 9, 1 to 14. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary for there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, the table, the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. That would be the holy place. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all. We know it as the holiest of holies. Verse 4, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna. And Aaron's rod that budded in the tables of the covenant, or the tables of the stone. And over it the cherubim of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But unto the second went the high priest alone, that's the holiest of holies, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the sins of the people. The Holy Spirit thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which is a figure or type of the time when then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in the meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances opposed on them until the time of the Reformation. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a better heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead or legalistic works to serve the living God? One important factor that accounts for the power and the influence of the Roman Catholic Church is its ritualistic worship, says Dr. Lorraine Botner in his book Roman Catholicism, page 270. The gorgeous investments, colorful processions, pageantry, mystifying symbolism, the stately music, the solemn intonations of the priests and sing-song voice, the flickering candles, the tinkling bells, the sweet-smelling incense, the dim light of the cathedral where Mary holds sway, all are designed to impress the senses and the emotions. Romanism is largely a religion of ceremonials and rituals where the people are largely spectators watching the pageantry and are supposed to be blessed simply because they are there. Writes Dr. Botner. This goes along with the testimony. I'll never forget a man who's come to our church said with his Roman Catholic background, he was sitting at a church one time watching what was going on, and he said, this is like a Hollywood production. It's a pageantry. It's a show. And he was wondering, and I wonder if the show is blocking our relationship, our heart relationship with God. That's what he was beginning to think at that time. He's right on. But it is a show. Well, Hebrews 9, 1-14 provides a critique of Catholicism's earthly religious ritualism, for it contrasts the earthly rituals of the Aaronic priesthood in the dispensation of the Mosaic Law with Christ's heavenly priesthood, revealing the vast superiority of Christ's ministry in both action and meaning to all that is earthly and all that is an earthly ritual. First of all, the earthly Aaronic priesthood was marked by earthly pageantry. This is Hebrews 9, 1-5. In verses 1 and 2, we see that the tabernacle contained the holy place, whereupon entering the outer curtain, one noticed the lampstand and the table of showbread. They were in that holy place. And in front of the second curtain to the holy place, that was the curtain to the holiest of holies, stood the altar of incense. And behind that second curtain, of course, in the holiest of holies, was the Ark of the Covenant, covered on all sides with gold, in which was a golden urn holding the manna, Aaron's staff, or Aaron's rod that had budded, and the tables of the covenant. These are the tables of stone that Moses received from the Lord, the Ten Commandments. That's Hebrews chapter 9, verses 3 and 4. Then above the ark were the cherubim who overshadowed the mercy seat. That's Hebrews 9, 5. Well, when the articles of the Mosaic tabernacle were dedicated for priestly service, the Aaronic priests entered the holy place of the tabernacle to perform their services there to the Lord. However, the holiest of holies was reserved for the Hebrew high priest to enter just once a year, with blood shed first for his own sanctification, since he was a sinner, and next for the sins of the people. Hebrews 9:7 is fascinating. In the Old Testament, the high priest had to go in once for himself, since he was a sinner, and then also for the people for the second time, with the blood of goats or whatever it was for the people. Jesus didn't do that. He entered once because he was not a sinner. He entered only for the sins of the people for whom he was dying. Amazing contrast between the high priest and the Aaronic priesthood and the priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. However, the high priestly ministry of Christ was marked by vast heavenly superiority in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 14. In superior contrast to the Aaronic priesthood, when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that were to come, that is our current era following the cross, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with human hands in this creation, that's the heavenly tabernacle, he entered once for all into heaven's holy places. One of the beauties of the cross of Jesus Christ is its completeness. He had to die only once, and that one death covered the sins of the world for all time. This is one reason why we say during our communion services that when the Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, he sat down on the right hand of the Father. He sat because his work of redemption was complete. He had to die only once on the cross. Very, very different from Roman Catholicism. Jesus did not bring the blood of animals as in the earthly Aaronic priesthood, but he brought his own blood, entering the heavenly tabernacle once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Hebrews 9:12. Of course, that eternal redemption is for us who know Christ as Savior, and actually redemption for the world. The earthly Aaronic priestly ministrations of the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer used in sprinkling the unclean figuratively signified the purifying of the flesh. Hebrews 9:13. But far more does the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Holy Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge our consciences from performing dead legalistic works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9:14. The ministry of Jesus Christ gets to the heart of the matter, and that's our personal relationship with the Lord, with God. It's not something that is external, that deals with rituals that a man-made religion has to concoct in order to win the respect or the admiration or involve the emotions of people. This is built on the rock-solid relationship, heart relationship of the sinner with God. The sinner is cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's brought into intimate fellowship with God. It's interesting that the tabernacle was actually built upon the format of an ancient Bedouin tent. In a Bedouin relationship, in a Bedouin tent, you had an outside courtyard, but then the tent on the inside was composed of two major rooms. There was a bigger room and then a smaller room. The bigger room is aligned somewhat to the holy place in the tabernacle. That's where the family could come, the wife, the children, the man, and other invited guests if they had a meal there. But into what is known as the holiest of holies of the tabernacle, that's where the man of the house would go. His wife wouldn't even go there. And only close male friends of this man would go into that holiest of holies. Remarkably, at the cross of Christ, the curtain between that holiest of holies and the holy place was ripped from top to bottom and showed the anxiousness and the willingness of God the Father to open up intimate fellowship with himself, with the whole world, were the world to believe in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Very different. Demonstrates the tremendous grace of God. So just as Christ's heavenly high priestly ministry far more effectively and simply purges us from sin and its effects than did the earthly Aaronic priesthood that merely foreshadowed Christ's fulfilling priestly ministry, so Christ's priestly priesthood fulfills what the empty ritualism of Roman Catholicism cannot do. In fact, it fulfills what any man-made religion on earth can possibly do, because it deals with a relationship with God. So in application, may we not rely on earthly religious rituals, but on Christ's high priestly heavenly ministry for blessing. Now, in making a statement and giving a lesson like this, we're not saying that we should have disorder in a church. Obviously, there's a practice, there's a need to have order. In fact, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 14 says, let everything be done decently and in order. So for practical reasons, there are some rituals that we follow in order to keep order. But we should not seek through the rituals that we're performing our fulfillment in our relationship with God. The fulfillment of our relationship with God is something that transcends the rituals themselves. It gets right to the heart of the matter. That's where God communes with us and we with him. When we go to church, we're not supposed to look to the rituals around us, even in an evangelical or a Bible church or Bible-teaching church, for fulfillment. Our fulfillment should come from interacting with the God of the Bible in our hearts. That should affect us in our worship, in the way we sing, the prayer that we have. Even the interaction we have with fellow believers should be completely overshadowed by our relationship with God. So I would challenge our people to make sure, and every believer to make sure, that we're availing ourselves of the priestly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ so that there is a dynamic relationship in our hearts with God that transcends all sorts of ritualistic practices.